Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Well, this week has been a special week. I've been sharing some words, some impartations from the Lord that my late husband received back in 1979. And yesterday I began sharing a vision, a dream that the Lord had given my husband. And I do want to mention, if at any point you miss a broadcast, just go to our website. You can click on the Unveil Christ broadcast link and you can hear them. They're archived there for several years at your convenience at any time. But just by way of backtracking a little bit, he was in this dream, he was experiencing many people who were caught in this oozing lake of mud. And he cried out to the Lord if he could help them in some way. He saw a brilliant light and he turned around and he knew it was Jesus. He couldn't see his face, but he fell down to his knees. He began crying and praising the Lord. And the Lord began to speak to him without moving his lips. He knew that the Lord was communicating to him. And so I want to start there, sharing what the Lord told him. I have shown you multitudes who are lost and sinking in despair. If you are so touched and broken in heart for their condition, how much more am I? Many have received my blessings in their lives, but now they are full of good things they desired. Lo, they have forgotten the time of their despair, and no longer want to be bothered with the needs of the lost. They no longer want to be reminded that they were lost and undone. They think now in their prosperity and their high positions that they no longer need to be concerned. Many do a little here and a little there to ease their conscience. Oh, how they do break my heart for their rebellion. My son, my heart breaks both for the multitudes who are lost and for those who have grown lukewarm and stiff-necked in their Christian life. You have been allowed to see only a glimpse of the agony of the multitudes sinking to eternal damnation, lost and undone. Lost because many of my people, whom I dearly love, reject my call and turn away the soft wooing of my spirit as I ask them to stand with both hands and a generous heart for my work's sake. The feeling you experienced in your heart is but a minute portion of the feelings of my heart for the lost and for my children. Even as I cried over my people long ago, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone them which are sent to you, how oft would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not, and you would not. So does my heart break because so many refuse to put their hands to help save the lost. I then saw that heart just break in two. There in the presence of the Lord, I could feel the love and the boundless compassion contained in our Lord. I caught a mere glimpse of how much He loves me. I realized for the first time just how very much the Lord cares for each of us, the saved and the lost. I wanted to say something, do something, but I couldn't move. Then he spoke a final time. My son, I have called you to preach the whole word to the multitudes. You have gone through many battles. You have felt the anguish and sorrow of losing many who have turned from your side. I have seen your heart ache because of those I sent to you to stand by your side as they allowed Satan to ensnare and turn them away from you. Yea, I say unto you that this day I will do a new thing in your behalf. I give you a word of promise that shall be as a foundation to your ministry to do my work. From this moment forward, those who will take hold of your hand and stand steadfast to pray, to give, to walk with you in the spirit of fellowship and partnership for my work's sake, they shall know my power and the faithfulness of my written word unto them like they've never known. I will be your shield, and I will be their shield. I will be your covering, and their covering. I will be your fortress, and their fortress. Those who bless you will I bless. Those who would touch you for to do evil, or to speak against you for evil, or attempt to hinder the work I have commanded you to do, to them will I impute my wrath and my indignation. Yet, once again, do I speak to my people to stand with my work. Do not be weary in well-doing, for the hour to work is slipping past quickly. Now is the time to do your all to reap the harvest. He who is willing to win souls shall be wise. He who gives that my words may go forth lays up treasures in heaven. My son, be fearless. Stand without hesitation or trembling or with faint heart. For I have shown you but a glimpse of the sorrow and terror in the hearts of the lost. Reach out, feed my sheep. Reach out. Go forth to bring in the good harvest of souls, saith the Lord thy God. After a few moments of silence, I heard voices behind me. I turned my head toward the sounds, and I saw hundreds of people coming up behind me. Not one word was spoken between us, but as they drew closer, they were praising the Lord for the great opportunity he had given them to win the lost. The first one to reach me took hold of one of my hands. Each one after him did likewise. Then I felt the moving of the Holy Ghost in my heart to run quickly to the edge of the lake where that multitude of people were trapped. This time my feet were free. I stepped right into that oozing mud and took hold of the first hand I could reach. That whole chain of living people, which had locked their hands together as a living lifeline, began pulling me back to the shoreline. Quickly, the first person was pulled free from the mud. Then I went after another one. Then two people came up to me. One stood on my right and one stood on my left. Then two others stood behind me, each one of them. Those that we pulled out of the lake of mud were washed clean of the mud. Then another one of the lifeline workers gave them a drink. Another put a clean rope around their shoulders. We just kept pulling people from this huge lake of oozing mud. Then I woke up. Praise God. Well, beloved, I've been sharing a prophetic dream vision that the Lord gave my husband in May of 1979. And I should say, although this was something the Lord specifically gave to him, as I've shared in times past, perhaps you've heard me, that the word of the Lord does not return to him void. And even though someone may receive a prophetic word, like Elijah, for example, he was to anoint Hazael king over Syria and Jehu king over Israel, yet he did not fulfill those words. All that he did when the Lord spoke to him in the cave was to anoint Elisha in his stead. But that word was carried on and fulfilled through Elisha and through the sons of the prophet. And so a word that is given to any ministry, as it continues, that word of the Lord will be fulfilled. And so even though this was spoken over this ministry many years ago, it still continues to be ongoing, to be potent, and to be filled with the word of the Lord, that he shall accomplish his will and his work. So, beloved, it's not dated, but it's a timely word for us today. And I just want to pray as I bring this broadcast to a close that God will put it in each of our hearts to stir up a holy flame of fire to be able to reach those who need his salvation. Father, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for how you minister to my husband. And Father, we pray in repentance and ask your forgiveness for any lukewarmness or coldness that may have entered our own heart. We ask you to forgive those in the body of Christ who have become self-satisfied and who are at ease in Zion. Father, we pray you would put a holy fire under us, that we should work as a body together to reach out a lifeline to those who are lost and perishing. Father, restore to us the joy of our salvation, that others will be converted and shown the way of life everlasting. Lord, give us that anointing, that power we need in this hour to be able to minister to those that you've placed in our own metron of responsibility. Lord, in each of our lives, those whom only we can touch. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness, Father. We will give you the honor and praise, and all the glory shall be yours alone. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.